Welcome to the Haywood County School Support. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we are going to spend a little bit of time talking about the Middle Academy. That's a special program that we've had for quite some time now. My very special guest on the program is Emily Fleenor. She's a behavior specialist. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We've done a little show prep here, and one of the first things we realize is that, you know, we sort of know what a behavior specialist is, but listeners may not. So, Emily, can you talk just a little bit about, you know, what you do as a behavior specialist for Haywood County Schools?
Sure. I work with teachers at every level, preschool through high school, and I work with regular ed teachers who have kids with challenging behaviors in their class to try to help them brainstorm strategies to help those kids be more successful. I also work with kids with special needs in those settings, and a big part of what I do is work with Meridian Behavioral Health to coordinate some of the special programs we have in our schools, like Haywood Middle Academy.
That's right. And sometimes it's just, you know, tease it out a tiny bit. Sometimes it's just talking with the teacher to give them ideas. Sometimes you go look at the student and watch them for 30 minutes and give some ideas. And then sometimes it's like what you do with the Middle Academy, and we'll talk more about that. So for those folks who may not know about the Middle Academy, what is that program, just, I guess, in a thumbnail sketch?
Haywood Middle Academy is at Waynesville Middle School, housed at Waynesville Middle School, and it serves kids from every middle school in our county. It's 6th through 8th grade, and it is run both by Haywood County Schools and by Meridian Behavioral Health. So we provide teachers who do the instruction and liaison with the schools, and then Meridian provides therapists and skill builders who provide day treatment services to the students in the program. And day treatment is sort of a whole collection of services that includes outpatient therapy once a week, group therapy every day, family services, and general case management.
Yeah, and Meridian is our current provider. We've had contracts or agreements with, I think, 5 providers in the last 15 years. But Meridian is a good one, and that's our current provider. So let's talk a little bit about how students get to, for lack of a better term, get to the academy, and how they become eligible, and maybe how they're referred to the academy.
Sure. So students who, the Middle Academy is really designed for students who have behavioral challenges or mental health needs that are interfering with their ability to be successful at school. It's keeping them out of class, it's keeping them referred to the office in school suspension or even out of school suspension. And they could benefit from some extra mental health support to help them be successful at school. And so each middle school principal works with their staff and also with the Meridian staff at their schools to identify kids who might be eligible. And then they complete a referral packet that includes documentation of what the school has already tried, an assessment from a therapist saying that day treatment would be appropriate, and then they present the students as candidates to a panel of all the middle school principals in the county who meet monthly to find out how their students are doing in the academy, who's progressing, who's transitioning out, and then they select students who they decide are appropriate to participate in the academy.
Yeah, and you might be surprised, the person who's appropriate may not be the person who misbehaves the most.
Right.
It may be the person that we can help the most, mm-hmm. and maybe get them back in the regular setting. And it's just a really neat process. It's open process, involves a lot of people. In addition to the principals, you're there every mm-hmm. time. There's a therapist there every mm-hmm. time. Sometimes, you know, I'm there, the secondary supervisor person is there sometimes. So it's a nice group effort to get people appropriately identified and referred. So let's say theoretically here, I'm the student. And so what's that process look like for me? I'm going into the Middle Academy and I have these sort of identified issues, probably not the nicest word, but I have these things I need to work on mm-hmm. to be able to function in the regular school setting. So what's that look like for me when I get to the Middle Academy?
Yeah, the Middle Academy, it all takes place on one hall at the middle school, at Waynesville Middle School. And on that hall, there are 3 teachers. One does math and science, one does language arts and social studies, and one helps all of our students with identified special needs. And then there are a whole bunch of Meridian staff up there, and it's the friendliest, most supportive, strictest place you'll ever go to school. And kids generally, I think, feel really safe there. There is a level system that kind of guides their experience while they're there and determines how long they participate in the Middle Academy. Every kid comes in on a level zero, and they have certain requirements they have to meet in order to progress through all the way up to level five, which is the final level. And those start out by just following the expectations of Middle Academy. They have rules, just like every class does, and you have to demonstrate that you can follow them. Every kid also has targeted goals that are specific to them, and they have to show that they're making progress on those. And then after they've shown that they can follow rules, they move on to something more difficult that's called reputationals, where they have to demonstrate to the staff and to their peers that they want to change their reputation and not just their actions. And that's considerably more difficult.
So what kind of level is that?
That's level three, yeah.
Yeah, so level they're halfway three. Through and mm-hmm. they're working on...
Yep.
I've got to start doing it on my own mm-hmm. and be reputable.
And that's a really a big challenge, and it's a lot more subjective. They have to get each staff member at the academy has to agree a certain number of times on given days that kids have worked to change that reputation, and they have to make concrete plans about how they're going to change their reputation when they go back to the regular setting, which is, of course, everyone's goal.
Right. So I had the idea that we needed to include the Middle Academy as a topic for for our podcast and radio broadcast, because you invited a bunch of us to come and tour the academy. And I was the principal at Waynesville Middle School a few years ago, and so I went, and I was just shocked in a good way. The program we had earlier had a different name called Focus. And it served some students really, really well, but the success rate now of students going back into the regular setting is better. It's a calmer, it's just a better overall feeling right now. So what do you think, what's making things work so well right now?
Well, it's the staff that are in the program. That's easy to answer. We have world-class teachers in the program, and that is just invaluable. And then we have a great partnership with Meridian Behavioral Health. It's really tricky sometimes to get two sets of staff from two different agencies who have similar but slightly different goals to work well alongside each other. But the communication with Meridian is always so great, and everyone up there really wants to do what's best for kids. They meet every week to talk about kids' progress and brainstorm new ways to help them. And they work really, really hard to see these kids successful. And you can see the evidence of that, which is really cool.
Well, it was like seamless, you know, what we saw. And it was just refreshing to see it. And, we've essentially finished we've got another minute or 30 seconds or so left. Is there anything else you want to add? It just really went well.
Well, I love to tell people about the academy. We actually get almost every year we have a request from some county to come and tour the academy. And so that's always really exciting when we have people come out. Our program has a great reputation, and people want to mimic what we're doing. Okay. So that's cool.
Okay. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. A special thanks again to Meridian and to the parents of students who allow their children to participate in the program. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.